You're listening to
the Almost Anything Network.
So what was she making? Oh, hey guys, this is Say Anything, by the way.
I don't know what she was cooking. Something healthy, because the chef is vegan. She does vegan dishes.
Right.
And so Ananda was there just to talk about her Reiki experience. She's a Reiki master, and then like the massage experience, how that and healthy living go together. And she also had two other guests. That was something about like a sleep doctor and like a physical therapist or something like that. Basically how all these things combine together to make for a healthy living.
I'm supposedly going to start a diet soon.
Oh, yeah? What kind? Are you doing the sugar one?
No, it's not a diet, like a sugar diet, but it is like a portion control type of thing where it's all these, like, you can eat whatever you want, but it has to be like this amount and these sizes, and Amy got me onto it. So yeah. It's something that, you know, she wants to lose some weight, and I'm all for it. And
fucking hard, but yeah, if you have like, somebody doing it with you, it makes it easier.
I like how there's so many different variations of all these different health foods and all these different diets and all these different things to weight to exercise and work out. But it all is basically just work out however you can and eat less of whatever you can.
Eat less, work out more. That's the basics.
Yeah. And it's all like, here's all these different ways to do it. It's like, who cares if you do aerobics or ride a bike 4 miles? It doesn't make a difference. No. Just do one or the other.
Just, as long as you're out there fucking getting some blood pumping, you're good. But I want to do a diet we've been talking about, but I want to do that hardcore one. And I know it's going to be
shitty.
What's
the hardcore
diet?
Where
you take sugar completely out of your diet for a while. And that's the one that Kevin Smith did.
Right. Yeah, he had some results. I've seen him on pictures and
something
stuff. He's definitely
like
lost a lot
like
of weight.
85 pounds.
That's a lot.
I'm just looking to lose like 20.
Right.
So I'm thinking if I did the same thing, man, I'll look svelte.
Well, what do you think would be the hardest thing to take out that has
chocolate.
Sugar? Chocolate, yeah.
I love ice cream.
Ice cream, well, that would be tough.
And I love chocolate. So like those two things would be... I love chocolate and I love ice cream. So those two things would be difficult for me to get rid of. But it's one of those things, too, where I did it. When I was in high school, I got really bad acne, and they told me, like, the old wives' tale was chocolate would cause that a lot.
Right.
So I took, I don't know, 2-3 years where I didn't eat any chocolate at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, once
did your acne clear up?
Yeah. It cleared up a lot. But I also took medication, so it was probably the medication.
Yeah.
But,
did you lose a lot of weight, though?
I still had sugar of other sorts. I just didn't eat chocolate. So, I mean,
yeah.
I was, it worked all right as far as for my face clearing up. So that also makes you think, like, well, sugar probably helps you with that area too. But
I think it's half of just your genetics itself, because
it's that. But you
luckily
look at how much...
haven't really had a lot of bad acne problems.
Or, oh no,
I mean,
sure,
I've had zits and stuff, but I've never had like the.
But you never had a sweet tooth. You've always said that,
right?
I've always had a sweet tooth, so I was eating like candy bars every day.
But do you think that's like the only reason why I didn't get acne?
The only reason, no. But is that a part of the reason why I may have? Probably.
Could be a possibility.
I think it's a factor. I think there's many factors. Like if you're not washing your face every night either, like especially at that age when your hormones are all up in the air, that's gonna have an effect.
Yeah.
Did you see Miley Cyrus on Jimmy Fallon?
The Tonight Show? Or the
not Fallon, I'm sorry, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
She was on Jimmy Kimmel, I think it was last night, and she wore this stupid outfit. She's trying to do the Lady Gaga thing. But she's,
oh, right, with
she
the nipple
like
thing.
Real sparkly, but yeah, she just had like nipple tassels on.
Mm.
So she had a weird jacket that was like covered in like these green reflective feather type things.
Yeah.
But underneath, she was just pretty much topless.
Do you ever notice those are the chicks that always want to go topless are the ones that don't have titties?
Of course, yeah. But she was talking about how it's basically just showing like how you shouldn't be ashamed of your body, and she compared it to something to Taylor Swift having a gun in her video where that was okay, but me showing my nipples was offensive.
Oh, yeah, well, that Bad Blood has that whole scene of her, like, you know, fighting and all
doing
that
these
stuff.
Crazy fight move. And she's saying, that's why I've been doing it. And I'm like, bullshit. That's right. A true statement. Yes, we shouldn't be ashamed of boobs while people are carrying guns and killing people. But that is not the fucking reason she's doing it. I have no doubt in my mind she's doing it purely because she thinks she's getting a rise out of people. I don't think she has any cause she's going for. She's one of these, like, phony baloney celebrities that is that's just
good
trying
enough.
Huh?
Do you think that's a good enough cause just to get a rise out of people?
I don't give a fuck how it happens, if it works. I'm just saying she's trying to hold it up like, I'm doing this because I'm holier than thou. I'm like, bullshit. That's not your reason you're doing it. If it works out good, great. Yeah. I'm one of those guys. As long as positive comes out of it, fine. You need to do something stupid, that's fine. But I am still going to call you stupid. Right. But thanks for the positive outcome.
I like how instead of getting to just do whatever the fuck you want to do, you have to have some sort of justification behind it, like a political cause or like some sort of social justice. When it is like, why can't she just be some girl that wants to show her titties?
Well, I'm pretty sure she was showing her titties before Taylor Swift made her video. So that's what I'm saying. That's not your reason you're doing this.
But it has to be the reason in order to be able to do it.
Is she really singing her songs?
Doubtful. At least not live in concert.
I'm talking about like Milli Vanilli style.
I'm sure she sings them, but not in concert necessarily.
I only say that.
But all of those girls don't do that. Like all those pop stars, they don't sing live.
That part, honestly, I don't mind because a lot of times they put on those crazy extravagant shows where they're running all over the place.
And doing all that choreography and stuff.
And I'm like, if you could sing and do that shit, you're Superman. You're not going to be able to do that. But as long as you're out there working and you're earning, like, I'm still entertaining you guys. Well, okay, fine.
And maybe they're just having the backup, where they are singing certain parts of the song, just not the chorus or the part that they're singing and dancing to.
Yeah, the part that they're running.
Right.
But
because, you never hear them going like... They're never winded. They're never winded after like a huge dance move. No. They're like suddenly bam 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 bam, and I love you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I, that part doesn't bother me so much, but it's I only asked because I heard her on that interview, and I haven't heard her talk in a long time, and she has the most white trashy accent.
Yeah,
and I'm just talking, y'all. I just want to take my tits out, and it's because I'm cool, y'all. It's like, what the fuck is that coming out of your mouth?
She's still from Bailey Ray Cyrus.
But she's like City Girl with the Bailey Ray Cyrus. It's just this weird. Like, you are not who you say you are. And so I'm just trying to think. Like, and I've heard her songs. Her songs sound decent, but her songs don't have any of that natural twang, but I've heard a lot of British singers when they sing, you don't hear any British accent.
Sure,
so like
sure.
That might just be a singing thing.
It could be,
it catches me off. Well. Like, is she even actually singing those songs?
I think it is easier to change your voice in a singing type of environment than if you're just wanting to talk. You know,
does that go for like both ways? Like, you could sound British better if you sing,
probably,
or is it only like the American accent?
I bet. You know, people know how to sing, American songs and sound like American because they know how the song sounds.
What's like a British song?
What's another country like a song? Celine Dion song or something?
What?
Or she's from Canada, sorry.
Yeah, that's a country, but I guess like French Canada.
But some, I don't know, like...
I'm trying to see if we could sing it and sound that language. Like,
you know, like the 99 Luftballoon song, like that's a German song or whatever. Like, they had the song come out in English, but people wanted the German song or the
but when I sing it
version better because they liked how it sounded. Because
99 Red Luftballoons, but even when I like, do I sound German when I sing it, or do I just sound like a white American guy singing a German song? That's what I wanted, because I don't know.
You can still tell, like, yeah, when Japanese people sing, like, American songs in English, they still sound Japanese, yeah. It's almost like, I watched this thing on language where they were talking about how many things English language, like, parts of the English language are left out of other languages, like other languages like Chinese and Mandarin and things like that. They have things that are like not in the English language.
Sure.
It gets really into some other, like, you have to watch the video. Honestly,
if you told me the English word for it, I'd be like, Daryl, that's in the English language.
No, but it's just certain things that English puts an emphasis on, other languages don't put emphasis on, and it's just weird. Like past tense and, you know, the tense of a word, you know, it's either English is always, it happened back in the past, it's happening now, or it's happening in the future.
Right.
But in a lot of other languages, it's just happening. They don't talk about when it's happening. It's just, this is it. Like, you know, they're talking about ice skating, but not when they ice skated. or are they going, or are they gonna, or are they ice skating?
Is that better, or is that like, okay, yeah, I got the idea that you're skating. Are you going to skate, or did you skate? Just tell me what you mean.
But it's almost
ice
like
skating.
But it's almost like built around other things that they tell about that tell them, oh, this happened obviously in the past. I don't have to tell you about the past because this other sentence kind of talked about when they were a child.
Well,
so I'm
sense.
Already inferring, okay, that happened back in the past. So you don't have to say, 20 years ago when they were a child, this happened. They went ice skating. You know, they don't have to say went. It's like they already know. Child, 20 years ago, you can say ice skating. You don't have to say went ice skating. It's weird how they make it sound like, oh, yeah, that would be kind of, I guess, weird. Especially when you're trying to learn a language, like,
yeah,
oh, they don't do that?
Yeah,
well, I do.
Too bad. Learn my language, because I know it already.
Yeah. I wish I could learn a language that was just like one day, just wake up and I just knew it.
I've heard something about like brain injuries sometimes doing that where...
Oh, yeah, speaking of that... Have you heard about the brain injuries that have people like wake up with a different accent and stuff all of a sudden?
Yeah, a completely different accent, and like I heard like some guy woke up and he knew like Cambodian completely.
Wow, a whole language.
Yeah, like
wow.
The whole thing. That's why he spoke in. You're like, what the fuck? How'd that happen? He's like,
what
he
did
never
he
even
speak
learned.
Before?
He spoke English. You're like, I've never even heard it before, and now I speak nothing but it, and like perfectly.
Yeah, I was watching this TV show, and they had like a lady from, like, you know, England, and she was totally, you know, an English woman,
uh-huh.
And then she got a brain injury, and then started speaking like she was a old Chinese woman.
Real
but
racist
not,
style?
But, yeah, it had, like, a Chinese accent, like, she was speaking English, but it was like, oh, hello, very well, blah,
oh
blah, 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 and you're like, what?
Like, wow, like, grandma
woke
up racist.
And it was the broken
racist.
English, like, me love you, wrong time. Like, things like that. Like,
that what she said when she woke up. We love you a long time, baby. Tupuku, tupuku.
See, that phrase itself, too, that doesn't have presence. It's like, me love you a long time. It's like, when? Now? Present? Like, in the future? In the past? Like, did you love me a long time? Or are you doing it now? Or it's like, no, it's like, I just say it. Me love you a long time. Like, that's a weird way of, like, English makes it. When you hear it, you're like, that's weird. Like, you're obviously from a different country.
Definitely.
I think that's... Would you want to go to, like, the different countries?
Just in general?
No, like a country that you didn't know the language, and you knew it. Like, it's not going to be one of those countries where, oh, I can speak English because I'm
right.
going to England or whatever, or I'm going to Australia. No, it's like, I'm going to Cambodia, and they're not going to speak anything except Cambodian.
That would be tough. I mean, I'd be willing to travel, but
maybe certain countries would be like, okay, obviously Europe maybe has like a lot of English too, like, or at least they're not speaking it, but they know how to speak it too. It might not be their first language.
Sure, but they'd have context with it.
But they can at least go like, oh yeah, you're American here. I'll talk to you in English for a second.
Or guide me somewhere that English is spoken.
Mm-hmm. Or were you?
Yeah, I mean,
would you
tough.
Only want to go to places that you could speak the language?
Well, some of those places where I even speak the language, I still don't know what the fuck they're saying. Like, if I went to Scotland or Ireland, like they have the deep local guys. I don't know what or even deep like certain parts of England. Like,
yeah,
you're speaking English, but you're speaking a whole different language.
Yeah.
Like, what the tip chip and cheerio and bloody hell and you just call me a cunt? I thought we were friends. Oh, you are. Get over here, you cunt. Let's just have a drink. You're like, all right, I'm going to have to get used to this whole thing.
And then I hear in New Zealand, that's not cool. Like,
cunt's not?
They're still like Americans in the sense of, like, don't call me a cunt. Like, I don't want that.
I'd go to New Zealand. That's just so fucking far away. But New Zealand and Australia sound fun. But those are both English speaking.
What if they made a tube?
Japan would. I'd go to Japan. I mean, and that's, you know, you speak Japanese there completely. I don't know. You're talking about like go by yourself or like just
with, you could go with people or whatever.
If you're going with a group,
but
yeah,
you have, I'd, but you don't have anybody that translates or whatever.
I would definitely go if I was going with a group. Yeah, I'd definitely travel. That's not a problem. It's the, like, if I'm going by myself or just me and my girlfriend, well, then I might want some place where not necessarily like I know everything, but I might want to set up beforehand. Let me find out what we're doing beforehand so I know how to fuck to get to the places I want to go to instead of trying to figure it out there by asking people, because that's not going to get me anywhere.
Sure. You know? Well, fortunately, a lot of, like, you know, cities and urban stuff is going to have a little bit of English just because they know that there's going to be a lot of tourists there.
You'd imagine there's at least some, but even in that case, you're like, you just want to know your way around. So if I'm going to – if I want to go visit some
– yeah, if you wanted to go to Japan.
Japan, yeah, if I want to go visit some Japanese museum and then go visit some Disney World, like the Disney park there, and then go wherever else. I don't even know Japan enough.
Mount Fuji or something.
Yeah, Mount Fuji. I would try to plan it out ahead of time.
Totally.
So I know how to get to stuff, because – I've gone on those trips even to places in like the States where it's better to have an itinerary. And I think that's more the case than more the concern than who speaks fucking English. If I know where I'm supposed to be, then I can get there. If I can't speak your language, well, I'm going to have trouble, you know, figuring out what the hell anything is. But maybe I always heard that's the best way to learn your language, though, is to be completely immersed
totally.
In it.
I
you
agree.
Really have no option but to speak it, or you're not getting anything.
I would be more willing to learn to try to speak other people's languages if I didn't feel so self-conscious that they were going to judge me on how I spoke those languages. You know, I always feel like the times that I speak Spanish in, you know, around here, because predominantly there's Spanish being spoken all the time. And, like, the times I've tried to, like, say the small things that I know or try to, like, converse, like, try to gain some skills in speaking Spanish, I always get, like, this huge, like, look from the people that do know how to speak Spanish of, what the fuck are you trying to do? Or, well, why are you speaking Spanish, white boy?
It's that same thing when we hear somebody that doesn't know how to speak English try to speak English at the store. You're just like, I don't know what it is you're trying to say.
Right.
I think that's what it is. It's like, you think you're saying like, hey, show me where the bathroom is. And you're saying like, tacos, burrito, burro. Like,
or
what?
You say something broken up where it's more like, I need bathroom, please.
Or yeah, like exactly. Like, baño, espresso, migoo.
Necesito. Like,
what the fuck did he just say? Did you shit yourself? Is that what you said?
Right. And that's the thing, too, is where it's all a dialect where even if we did say it the correct way, it's totally white-ized. It's totally me llamo es Daryl.
Did you say white-ized?
Yeah, it's
instead of
white-ized.
Americanized?
Yeah.
It's white-ized.
It's made in a sense where it's like, even though
like
you are saying the words,
it's albino.
You're
it's
not
white-eyed.
Yeah, totally. I have white eyes.
This is the albino version.
It's totally blue eyes. Yeah.
White eyes or blue eyes?
Yeah, white or blue eyes.
I got white man eyes.
Yep.
The blue as long as the day is long.
Totally.
As long as the day is long. That was a dumb sentence.
And I just feel like I just want like more of an embrace of like, oh yeah, you're trying. That's okay. You can keep trying though. Like you don't. It's not. I'm met with a. Don't try, bro. Like, just stop.
Well,
like, you sound retarded. And it's like, of course I'm going to sound retarded if I never get to speak it.
But like, you also like, doing it to, like, the Mexican cashier at Albertsons.
Right.
And she's like, hey, sir, how can I help you? And you're like, ¿Dónde está este baño? And you're like, sir, the bathroom's right there. And my name is Felicia.
Yeah. The only times that I've really gotten a little bit of, like, okay, this guy's all right, or he doesn't sound dumb, is on the construction sites where they're totally just, you know, you can say like,
what? Really?
Yeah, because everybody on the construction sites are speaking Spanish.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's so funny to hear you say that, because when I worked for a moving company, which 90% of everybody there was Mexican, whenever I try to speak Spanish, it was definitely gotten that where it's like, whatever, gringo.
Yeah.
And so it's funny to hear you say that, like, they gave you some, like, I don't know why I associate the two. It's two different fields of work, but.
Well, the guys that I hung out with, they were definitely, you know,
more open-minded to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you do say, like, órale, Simón. They just automatic, like,
dude,
oh, okay.
I'm glad you said that. I've told plenty of people, like, so I'd be like, hey, Simón, let's go to the store. And, like, and they'd be like, Simón? I'm like, that's the one Spanish thing I picked yeah. up. Is Simón is everywhere. Simón is fucking out there.
I think it's. I thought it was always a way of saying "see man."
That's what it is. It's yeah, man. But you, like, it yeah, sounds man. Like Simón. Like, Simón, Simón.
Like yes, man, or something like that.
Yeah, man.
And I think that's if they taught us the slang, like how to really speak Spanish, like how an indigenous person speaks Spanish in schools. I think more people would be inclined to actually learn Spanish, because I learned Spanish the 2 years that I was taught in high school from the whitest stupid bitch I've known in my life. This woman didn't know anything about Spanish. She was like the typical, like, me estoy, you know, just that, like, me llamo es señorita Williams.
Would you blame that for not picking up on it? Or not knowing it well? Because I took German in high school.
Right.
The stupidest fucking language to take in Southern California, because there's so much German being spoken around
well,
here.
Of course there is.
But
I thought you were just thinking of, like, well, if a World War III breaks out, I need to be on the right yeah. side.
No, what the? I got the blue eyes, I got the white skin, you know, I'm halfway there.
I'm already with you guys, come on, man.
I purely took it because my brother had... who is 9 years my elder, had taken it in high school and said how much he really enjoyed it. So I was like, oh, so that must have been easy. I took enjoyed for easy. And I was wrong.
I love how, like, that, yeah, how you correlate those, like, yeah. two.
Oh, that was fun. So that must have been, you did nothing. Let me yeah. take that shit. I'm doing that. And, but I remember taking that class, and it was a great class, but the teacher was straight up from Germany, so she spoke German clearly. She knew Latin. She knew, like, eight different languages, like, fluently.
Awesome.
She was amazing. But I came out of 3 years of taking German, and I really know Deutsch and Guten Morgen. That's pretty much the extent.
So you couldn't go to Germany now and get around?
I could find...
Or know, like, oh, this is the meat store, or this is a place, this is a hotel.
No.
Just from the sign?
No. I know, like, six or seven words, and the rest of them would still be like, that looks familiar.
But that's the thing. Why is it majority of people, they have that, where it's this requirement of everybody has to learn this language for 2 years of the school year, and nobody retains shit.
Well, you know, I think it's, well, it makes... It makes more sense in Europe because they have so many countries close by and you have so many
and they speak it.
That's what I'm saying. And everybody speaks a bunch of different languages, so you can learn it easier. Out here, most people only speak English. And I think in certain areas, maybe if you lived in, you know, like Southern California or like
New York,
South Florida.
Yeah.
And maybe New York Spanish is going to be big. But everywhere else, I mean, maybe.
Well, and. Well, in Southern California, it's like Vietnamese and Japanese
the
other Asian languages.
Asian-based languages. Those are all – see, now that's what they should do. Is like, we suggest you take these languages because those ones would actually be helpful around here.
Yeah.
Now, you could have the option to take these other languages, but just know that these ones are going to be more viable in your everyday life
if you choose
to live in the local area.
Obviously, that's why I took Spanish, because I'm like thinking – trying to – progressively go, we're all going to be speaking Spanish in 30 years anyway, so why not get a head start? Like, but now it's like, I think I would be more further along in my Spanish if I was allowed, or not allowed, but felt less pressure or felt less awkward to speak those languages or try to and have that curve of like, hey, bro, I'm trying here. I'm learning here. I'm not indigenous to this language, but I'm trying to speak it because I'm trying to be on your level in some way. Like,
well, I think too is it here. If you did it abroad, you'd probably be fine.
Like
I don't
in
think,
Spain or something.
Like
or
if
like
you did
in,
it in, like you're saying, like Japan or something.
Right.
If you did it there, I think they would take it more at more. Not
because
everybody.
You're in their country.
Yeah.
Like,
so they take it as like, okay, you're trying to speak my language. I'm willing
thanks.
To help you out, and I'm gonna see if I can. Or, you know, I'm not speaking for everybody because just like here, you're gonna have those some guys that be like, ah, fuck you, I don't know what you're talking about. Go figure it out. But you're gonna have. I think you're gonna have a better chance when you're surrounded by it.
I think people are the same way here, though. When like you see a person that's from a different country trying to speak English,
I turn around and walk the other way.
You totally do that. Yeah, I've seen it.
Put your head down, pretend like I didn't make eye contact, and be like, "Oh, I gotta go back that way."
Yeah, I've actually seen you cold cock somebody. What? That guy tried to speak English to me. No, but I'm just saying, like, it is. I've known my times where people try. I'm not gonna be like. Give him a look like, dude, just stop. You obviously don't know English, so
right.
Don't try it. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
I'm definitely going to be like, okay, I know what you kind
of
said.
We're going to have to play a game of charades here, so physically try to tell me what you want.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it ain't happening.
I just wish that I was born with, like, a Mexican nanny from, like, the get-go, where I was, like, raised knowing it, because I see so many of these kids now. Did like you? A lot of my friends or the you know my girlfriend's friends and whatnot, they all have kids and they're all speaking Spanish and English like at the same time. Like they'll say it like literally right after one another, like get me the ball, and then like you the man pelota or something, like right after one another. It's like ubiquitous to like this kid's gonna learn both right at the same time,
right? That's a good thing. Have you heard about this crazy technology that? Okay, I'm gonna go off subject here for a minute, but it comes back around to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I listened to a TED talk a little while ago. I can't remember the guy's name offhand, but it had something. It had like Negro in the name.
Oh, I think we talked about this before. The okay. Negrodamus or not?
Negrodamus is a Paul Mooney comedy bit.
Right. Black soothsayer.
Yeah.
No, but it was that one. I forget who it was, but I think
I can't remember his name. But
yeah,
he is famous for having been like to the first TED Talk, and he's been talking like every year he talks, mm-hmm, and everything mm-hmm. he predicts to come happen in the future has come true.
So yeah, Negrodamus.
Pretty much. He's definitely on top of the game of technology and
right,
all that.
Right.
Yes, he is like the technological Nostradamus. he said that on the last one, he said in 30 years, he completely believes that there's going to be a pill.
Yeah, the pill, right.
Where you could take it, and it's going to have certain sets of knowledge in it. And it'll go in your bloodstream.
Straight up Matrix style.
And go straight to your brain, and now you just learn that subject in a pill form.
Which sounds like awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, but how much are those pills going to cost?
Well, absurdly.
And now...
You got to get on the right insurance plan.
It's going to be like... Don't go to college, but just take all these like 6 pills, and now you'll be like you've taken 4 years of college.
Yeah, if you
but those
you
four
spent,
pills are going to be 4 semesters.
If you spent,
the cost,
if
like,
you, if you
you're
took the same,
spending
no, if you took that same amount that you took, and you spent those on
pills.
Yeah, but let me think of how many different like classes and stuff you took. I don't know, like you took
the time you save for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like you in like 2 weeks, it takes you to take all the pills that of the 4 years of college or 6 or however many years. Like some people go even longer or less if you go
right.
to medical school or whatever. If you can learn all that in pill form, but you still need to do like 1 year of physical out. So you have to like fucking you still have to meet people. You still have to get out there and learn how to talk
right.
to people.
But even after you
I think
learn that'd
be fucking amazing.
Oh, of course. But once you know that knowledge, do you still become a doctor? Do you still
you
are that person
to,
like, yeah, okay, I went to med school with this pill, but are you now a neuroscientist? No, you might just suddenly go still be a dullard somewhere.
Well, that's just going to be person to person. But let's just say I got, you know, we found out that we're interested in radio and podcasting, right?
Right.
So if I could take a pill that gives me the
all this
all
like
the
engineering
all the
knowledge
of past radio shows, script writing knowledge, producing knowledge. I can learn Photoshop in a pill.
Right.
Would be fucking amazing to help.
Right.
But then again, how cool that is, now everybody knows it.
It's just like the internet, where it's like, on one hand, it gives you this access that's never before had, but now everybody has it, and now it's nothing like special because everybody has it now, and no, and it's not valued because you didn't put in that time and effort. Because I think that's why people value those professions to begin with, is because it takes that long to learn those types of things.
Yeah.
It's like, we like... Well,
we do, but that's what I'm saying. If you took
if it just took a day for anybody to learn that, then it's no longer like, well, like, where's the sacrifice? Or where's the, like...
But that also, that makes it put... The good thing about that in my head is it doesn't make you feel like you're better than me because
everybody's on an equal playing field.
Because you could afford to go to more school.
But then those pills are still, like, going to be 20 grand a piece.
But it's going to be like, you know, the market. We're like, hey, some kid found in his grandma's closet. He found algebra in his grandma's closet, man. You guys want to? You guys want
to? He found some algebra pills. Oh, man, a calculus pill. You know, yeah,
let's snort up this algebra pill, man. Let's do it right now.
You want to learn algebra right now, bro? You want to?
I got it. Oh, medieval world history, yeah, man.
You want to learn the Renaissance? I got it.
Yep. Oh, dude, I got Da Vinci's history right here, brother.
We could do that all tonight.
Dude, we can get so fucking smart tonight.
What if you did? What if you got, like, drunk off knowledge or something where you're just, like, so you're so into it, you're just like, oh, I need so much knowledge. And I just got overloaded.
How much knowledge is in a pill? Is it just, like, how much, like, data is in per pill?
Right.
Is it gigs of data? Because that's a lot of data. Or is it just little megabytes where you basically, like, hey, I know Albert Einstein had a 4-inch pecker. And you're like, why the fuck would I need to know that?
Yeah, that is weird, like, where you're like, that's really? Knowledge I don't need.
Really? The 4-inch pecker just went right over the head? All right, dang. Believe me.
It's hard to, like, produce a radio show and, like, stay present. I hate doing that.
It is tough, but I also am getting used to it because I have a girlfriend that I tell jokes to all the time, and she just looks at me like, uh-huh.
Well, I noticed, like, I heard one time that you only hear 1.6 conversations at once. Like, you can only hear, like, you can't hear two things at once. You can hear 1.5 things at once, but you can't hear two things. Like, you can tell somebody else is talking, but you're concentrating on another person talking.
Oh, right.
Or whatever that. So, like, I've noticed that I do this now where I see a lot of people multitasking, and I don't hate them for this. Like, this is everybody now. Everybody has their phone right there, their face all the time, or everybody's, like, doing something as you're talking. But that's the thing. It's like,
Are you telling me I should stop typing this letter over here?
No, but see, if you were talking right now, or if you were trying to read a text, you wouldn't be hearing what I was saying right now.
Yeah, I would be gone. Yeah, because you can't focus your thing on two. Like, if you're telling me information and person two is trying to tell me information, I can't listen to both at the same time.
Right. Even if you're reading that information or hearing that information. So when I see somebody reading a text as I'm trying to discuss where we're going to go to dinner or whatever, I'll just stop talking.
Oh, I've done that so many times.
And then they get weird out at, like, why aren't you talking still? And it's like, because you don't know what I'm saying.
I'm like, did you hear me tell you how I just drove through 3 red lights, beat up a cop, kissed a hobo, and then jumped through the window to say hi to you, and you didn't listen to any of that?
Yeah. What if you started doing that, where as soon as you learned that they, as soon as you saw that moment where they stopped hearing you, you just went on this huge diatribe of, I started kissing a hobo, and then he told me to get the oranges from some Mexican and stick it up his ass, and then I also did that, and then...
Yeah, you should have seen how far he shot them. It was like 30 mm-hmm. feet.
And then amazing. As soon as they go, huh, what were you saying? You go, and then I was back to why that girl was a bitch at me at work.
Just don't even say anything?
Yeah, just leave out the whole orange part.
Nice.
But the thing is that I used to feel offended that people were suddenly, like, as I'm talking to them, their eyes start glancing at their phone or doing something else. Like, I used to always go, like, in my head going, what the fuck, man? I'm trying to talk to you. Yeah. Am I that boring? Like,
am I not interesting enough for
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I know it's like something complex and we're not talking about the Kardashians, but still, man, like, do you have to look at your phone just in case something else happened? Like, come on. I'm not looking at my phone while you talked about your stupid bullshit or whatever. Like,
as you complain, as you're on your phone, like, complaining.
Right.
I don't look at my phone when I'm fucking talking to you.
And then I like the people, though, that look at their phone and go, like, oh, no, just, like, keep talking. Like, I'm listening. And you're like, yeah, what'd I say?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, don't try to placate me. Don't but try to say, like, oh, I can do both. No, you can't. It's not possible.
But in the radio show, we've tried it. We both had to do that a bunch. We're like,
the multitasking.
Yeah,
for sure.
We're like, you would be producing or, like, you know, checking the levels and make sure everything's going smooth.
Right.
And I'm telling
vamping,
you a story.
Yeah.
And then you come back and try to pretend like you knew what the hell I was talking about. And then.
But that's the thing. Experience lets you be able to do that, where after a while, when we do the show so many times, I can look at these levels and make sure they're right while I'm still having a conversation with you.
I want to take a cut out of our conversation right now because I feel like you just said, you can't multitask. It can't be done. Well, it takes some – after a little learning, you could do it, but it takes
– No, I said you can do it if you're trained to do it. Most people aren't trained to do it, especially when it's
– Or practice with it,
a text or some
but
sort
see, that's
of
– that's it, though. I think most people are practiced with it nowadays.
Nowadays, maybe.
We grew up where cell phone didn't come around until I was in high school, or actually out of high school.
Yes. I didn't have a cell phone until I was 23.
Nice. Like, so kids today have had cell phones pretty much their whole lives, so they're used to being distracted. I mean, we had Game Boys and stuff, and we were still in the world, but I think we've evolved to, like,
we've always been the head of the curve for our generation, but that's the thing. Our generation hasn't had phones for their entire curve. We've had to grow into these phones, mm-hmm. and we've grown into the technology. But I think people are always on this huge kick about, like, oh, we went on this vacation and we didn't use our phones and blah, blah, blah. And they want to sound so much better. And it's like, I'm not saying we don't need them.
I'm just saying,
when we have a conversation between two people, do we need to watch them that minute or have that, like.
Like, right in the middle of a conversation,
right.
Do I need to be looking up what the score of the game is?
Right.
Maybe not. But I
add a natural stopping point in that conversation. If someone went to the bathroom or we just stopped talking for 5 minutes, okay, look at your phone, do whatever you need to do that has that cell phone involved, and let it be that. But
so
if I'm having this conversation with you right now and you started looking at your phone, I'd be like, dude, we're having this conversation.
Let me set up a scenario for you, because I've been getting in trouble. Well, not getting in trouble, but I've been finding this one a little odd in my life.
Right.
Is that when I'm hanging out with Ananda, who's my girlfriend, when we're together and stuff, and she's in the room with me, and we're going to talk, I tend to put my phone down.
Right.
I'm like, okay, putting it down. I'll look at it here and there. If we're going to talk about something or look up a movie, yeah, I'll pick it up.
Right.
But typically I put it down so I can pay attention to her.
You're right.
Now, she finds it weird when she walks in and I'll finish whatever I'm doing and I'll put it down. She's like, ooh, why are you putting it down so fast?
Oh, right. Like you were, like, texting your
yeah,
lover
it's
or
it's
something.
Never one of these things where I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, right.
It's never
I wasn't
those.
Watching porn, I swear.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm just going to look at this. And then as soon as I hear, like, they're, oh, slam, push it down. I'm like,
yeah.
Throw the crimson against the wall.
Right.
It's never one of those.
I wasn't doing anything.
Nothing. There's nothing on there. It's never one of those.
No,
it's
you
always just like, oh,
naturally.
I'm looking at Facebook and she walks in. I'm like, okay, let me.
No more that. Facebook. Yeah.
I'm just like, finish that article? Okay, put it down. I'm done. I don't look at it anymore.
Right.
And but she'll do the thing where I'll walk in and she's on Facebook or whatever, and I'm like, hey, so Ananda, how you doing? Hey, how's it going? What do you want to talk about today? Oh, I did this whole thing, and I went to this place, and this place was cool, and I met these people, and they were awesome. And the whole time she's down there on her phone, I'm all...
and then
I do the same thing
that.
Like you do, and I just kind of stop, and I'm like, all right, well, you're done listening to me, so...
You're not engaged with
yeah.
me, and...
But she gets mad at me for that. So I guess it's the same scenario, almost the same scenario you said, but it's definitely one of those...
People get... That's the thing.
I'm trying to show some etiquette.
When you recognize their rudeness, they get pissed off at you.
I hope Anata doesn't listen to this one. She's going to call me out because I'm rude. Sure I've done it.
That's the thing. I call it rude, but it's not rude. It's just, it's
unaware.
It's just the way of life
it's
now.
It's not even rude. It's just more of a not observant to like kind of like.
You're not paying attention to me, and I want your concentration right now.
This is going to sound funny, but I think this is one of the problems of when I was a kid, I had a dad who was a little bit older than the normal dads for my age, which I say he wasn't old. He was like, I think he was 36 when he had me. So,
which is not now, but back then.
It's not old, but he had already had two kids.
But you're also the third kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm 7 years past his youngest kid. So my dad had this whole, he grew up in the 50s and somewhat of the 60s.
Simpler times.
Not even simpler times, it was just more of like, stricter times.
When
like,
you can hit a woman and they'd like it.
You smack them with oranges so it doesn't leave bruises. You know, yeah. You have an etiquette, you know? But no, I'm talking about like, it's one of those things like, I open her car door all the time.
Right.
And for the longest
the
time.
Chivalry
stuff. For the longest time, she'd get annoyed with that. And I'm like, and I almost do it in spite of that. I'm like, I'm doing this until you learn that this is a good thing for me that I'm doing.
I tend to do it, but not all the time.
It's not
it's 100%. Only when it's convenient almost for me where it's like, I'm here first. I'll open the door for you. If you're here before me, I'm not like running up to try to get the door before her. I'm like, okay, she'll open the door.
Right.
And maybe she'll open it for
but
me.
But I'm just saying, it's those
it's
kind
not
of like
that, I got to do it for her.
But like you said, chivalry, it's that kind of etiquette where I grew up with. And I kind of put that towards like, if the woman's right. in the room, I don't stand up like they used to back in the day.
You take your hat off and go, ma'am.
Yeah. But I will. Put my phone down and make sure I pay attention and be like,
right.
Hey, how are you? You're like,
right.
You know, so I try to have somewhat of an etiquette, and I think that's maybe kind of not really the etiquette anymore.
Well, it's just a pet peeve, and I get this all the time, and it wasn't with just the phones. Before, it was just with life. People would just start to like look at birds or a fountain or something, and it's like,
well, you got a lot of ADD friends.
I swear to Christ, I don't know what it is, but I have
it's
like
stoner
a
friends.
I have a frequency in my voice or something that makes people, after a certain amount of time hearing me, just want to tune out.
You got the Ben Stein.
I don't know what it is.
Hello, my name is Daryl.
It must be something like
cool.
That, where like. My way of describing something makes people go boring.
And Villania.
And that's why I'm doing a podcast.
And Villania.
Yeah, exactly.
No, get the reference? No,
I get it.
And
Villania. I think that's where people are going, everybody's trying
dicks.
To look for something entertaining in their life, or they're just, oh, or I keep talking about things that people don't want to talk about, and they're just tuning out because just like, you're saying something that I just don't want to argue with, saying something that
when
I just...
is this happening? Because I've recently noticed you doing something, and I don't know if you've noticed it, because you don't drink all that much around here, but when you do, you repeat the stories a lot.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like the last time you were over here and you drank, I'm not talking about like just taking a sip and now I'm like, I'm going to tell you the same story five times in a row. I'm talking about like,
right?
You know, like the last time you had two or three here or something like that.
Right.
You told you, we got on
as
this,
I take a drink.
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah. As I take mine too. I don't remember. I honestly can't tell you what the topic was, but I just remember it was something like, I want to do this show more. Or something like that.
Right.
Which we were both excited and talking about it. But you basically said it like about seven times in a span of like 30 minutes. I'm just like, we talk about it. I'd be like, yeah, you're right, man. I want to do that too. We should definitely get on that. So like, we should work on this show over here. And then like somehow I'd put him back and be like, man, I really want to start doing these shows more, Mike. We really start need to do these shows. These are good. We should do them like once a week. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm still with you. I'm still on board. All right.
Maybe it's almost because I'm like
it's an excitement.
I'm like
thing.
A giddy excitement. That's where it's so weird that like you can't be that way. It's almost
it's
like
not
we've
as, it's
we've
not bad.
We've gotten so jaded, and we've had this like emo like craze like absorb our culture so much. Where like if you show any type of like pure joy. Or any type of like.
You can show pure joy, but seven times say the same.
I understand.
How about saying seven different things about the same amount of joy?
I understand. That could be a drunk Dude, man, we're going to get the band back together. Wait, that's awesome.
I'd much rather you be that kind of drunk than like, you know what? Fuck it all. Start throwing the game boards over.
Right.
You know what would be really cool if we start killing Jews and... Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm glad you're not that kind of drunk.
Right.
You know? I don't need you to be the crazy old white uncle drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's definitely... It was fun. It wasn't like...
Well, I will
I was
say
annoyed. It was just more like, okay, you're definitely passionate about this.
I will admit full-heartedly that podcast, unfortunately, it didn't get saved, but it probably shouldn't have because I was pretty drunk on that podcast.
I was
tossed, man.
We were
all
three sheets to the wind.
I'm not trying to say that was an excuse, but no, I can understand that's why I said something seven times.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you weren't sober doing this. If you were sober doing this, I'd be like, Daryl, we need to go have a talk.
What's wrong with you? Are you having a stroke right now?
Yeah. You want to get in the car with me? We're going to go to this really nice place called the ER.
Well, if that's a sobering wake-up call, then I don't know what is.
This is not an intervention podcast.
I was going to say.
This is more of a...
Are five other people showing up that I don't know about?
No, and believe me, I'm not even the one... I'm not even showing up. I'm outside the door being like, dude, I'd like to do it again. It was fun. As long as it's passionate fun, Daryl, fucking bring it on.
Well, that's
but
what
we
I'm,
need to give
I'm,
you... A drunk name.
Totally.
So when he starts doing it, I'll just be like, what's up? What's up, Donkey Wong?
Yeah, Donkey Wong's fine.
You know?
I like, I also, here's a good one, because I've been using it for my call signs for my POs that I use at work.
Okay.
Because it always starts with the DW, but when you tell that, or when you say that over the phone or any type of intercom or whatever, you have to use the
phonetic alphabet type.
Yeah, and it's called Delta Whiskey because
Delta Whiskey.
Delta Whiskey is the phonetic alphabet from the military or whatever. So I'm like, Delta Whiskey. That sounds kind of cool.
That's not so bad. You know what?
It is kind of lame though. Like for a drunk alter ego, like Delta Whiskey's coming out.
I was just trying to think because I remember when I was in, I did Long Beach Search and Rescue, and Long Beach had their own phonetic alphabet. It wasn't
really?
The military. They used mostly names, and I used to always, people would always laugh when I started because it would be Adam Boy. So it'd be Adam Boy, Charles David, but it always sounded like Adam Boy.
Yeah.
Like, Adam Boy, whatever. But so like it would, yours would have been David. I'm trying to think. I think I can't remember what W was.
Walter.
Adam Boy, Charles David, Echo, Frank. Oh my God!
You're a little far from the mic.
I'm because I don't know what the hell I'm saying. I'm trying to think of Gaul. No, because I was in ROTC and Search and Rescue, and they had two different phonetic alphabets, so I'm mixing them up. But the Long Beach one was mostly like names, like Adam Boy, Charles David, Echo Frank, George, Henry, Ida, John, King, Lincoln, Mary, Nora, Ocean, Paul, Queen, Sam, Tom, Robert.
Yeah, you almost had it all.
Sam, maybe.
Tony, Terry. Terwilliker.
Totally. That's so. It's only what you hear on the radio. Sam Terwilliker Wilson.
Wilson, that's probably what it was.
It might have been Wilson. I should look it up. Now I'm all, what the fuck was it?
Was Zebra like the last one or
I don't oh man I was on a roll
Zion U V
Uncle
yeah Uncle Uncle's a good one
Victor,
V Victor
Victor
T U V W X Y Z yeah
sorry I'm slowing us down
X-ray blah 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 Ulysses Xanadu
if anybody uses Xanadu that'd be fucking awesome
I think it's
please phonetic alphabet let's see if I can have it here.
It's weird that they have their own.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, fuck the military. We need our own.
Yeah.
That one's too confusing. Foxtrot? Who knows that?
Oh, there it is. Okay. it is William.
William, nice.
It's William. How did I not get that? That's your fucking...
Nice.
So
my nickname's going to be William?
David William. It's
sweet.
Daryl
Williams is going to be David
sweet.
William?
I'm nicknaming it up, bro.
Your drunk Nick alter ego is going to be Daryl Williams instead of Daryl Williams.
Took the S off, man.
Yeah, took the S.
No one will know who you are, man. That's, you're like a superhero.
It's totally different, man. You are totally a different person without that S.
Awesome. Do you have a middle name?
Ray. I don't really
Ray.
I don't really like my middle name though.
Who does? What's wrong with Ray, man? Ray's a good name.
It just sounds too hick.
Ray?
Everything's well, Billy Ray. Ray. Don't
say a Daryl Ray. If you say Daryl Ray, yeah, because it's definitely got that Southern sound.
Right.
But if you just say Ray, like if you went by Ray Williams,
yeah,
that's kind of fucking, that's
like
both
I had
your
my
names are so black.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, your name, like if I heard Ray Wilson or Ray
Ray Williams,
yeah, I would think it's your last name.
It's Williams, yeah.
It's your last name. That's what it is.
But why are more Williams black than white guys?
Well, if history has any justice, it's because all the black ones who were forced to be named Wilson killed off all those slave owners. No offense, I love you. Just kidding.
My dad used to tell me
that,
or my
that's not a dark.
My grandpa used to tell me that all the time. Both my grandpa and my dad said that the reason, like, if you see a black name and a white name, like, that have the same, like,
it's because
they were the slaves at one time.
Yeah. I think that's the truth. I mean, it sounds...
Like, because you would name your slaves after yourself.
Well, they would do that thing, like, in Roots, where they force them to change their name.
Of course,
and
assimilate, yeah.
And now you're part of my property, so I put my name on. It's a disgusting thing. It's
right. But then they just... But in a weird way, you keep it. You know, now it's suddenly... But now it's even on
a weirder side,
because now the name takes a different flourish, and now it's more prominent in the other culture. Now it's more like, oh, you're going to be ostracized for having this name. Like, back in the day, it was like, well, oh, you were ostracized because you had this name. Now it's like, they've taken it over.
But I think, like, maybe those names were, like, kind of like the whole Ellis Island, like, thing where, like, people just couldn't pronounce it. So, like, you know.
We're going to just make it easy.
Yeah. Or I don't know how to say, you know, Kente, so I'm going to call you. You know,
Jacob,
yeah,
Toby,
exactly. Yeah. Something I know how to say, and it's easier.
Yeah,
and I think that's probably along the same lines with the culture at the time. People just forced them to have these names, and after years and years of having them, that's what people know you by. Yeah, you can start saying like, "Hey, my real name's like, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi."
But how hard would it be to just suddenly tell everybody you're now gonna be Kunta?
It's like nowadays, I think you could do it. But back then, like 50 years, 100 years ago, not so much. People already knew you in town, like, as John. They're not going to start calling you, you know, Sally.
If you wanted to be a transracial person, like that one lady that, you know, was
Rachel, whatever her name was,
that pretended to be black or whatever and said that she was a black lady at heart.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, living as a black person.
No, she's living as a white person.
What if you suddenly did that? What if you went and said, like, oh, since I saw her, I'm going to now do that same thing because I've secretly wanted to be a black person my whole life, and now that I see people can actually change their race, I'm going to now change my race too. Are everybody that knows you going to be like, cool, now I just know Smitty as a black man now?
Yeah, how sweet. Awesome. How does she do that? How does she, like,
She just gets rid of everybody. Like, she didn't.
You have to basically
hang out with her parents. She just totally was like, I'm going to now live this life by myself and make my own community somewhere else, completely away from all the people that used to know me as white guy or white woman.
If you could be any other race, who would you be?
Oh, hell yeah, black. I would totally be black.
Really? It'd be black? Right now, with, like, Black Lives Matter and, like, the fucking craziness with, like, seriously,
because there's always the tyranny of the
black on the street right now the racist,
but
like,
there's also a lot of huge insane upsides to being black too.
The big dick,
yeah, people would always think you had a big dick for sure, and people would always think that you could dance and that you had rhythm and that you knew how to, like,
how shitty would it
seduce
be if you
the
were
ladies,
a black guy with a little dick and no rhythm.
That
how
would
shitty
suck.
Would that be?
If you were the one black guy that didn't know how to dance and had a small dick, you would be so ostracized. But or not ostracized, because people would have that illusion. But then once you, like, you know, presented it, then they'd be like, "Oh, dude, you totally wasted that skin color, bro. That skin color could have went to another MJ, it went to you instead.
You wasted my dark."
Yep, you're wasting the darkness. I just don't like that that's where we have such these gender stereotypes, or not just gender, but
yeah, wait, what?
But racial stereotypes, where for good or bad, I don't like how suddenly if I like to dance, people go, calm down, white boy.
What?
Or you look like a white guy dancing. It's like, I don't care how I look. I like dancing. Now I can't, or I'm going to be judged differently because I'm not a guy with rhythm, or no. I'm not a guy, a black guy with rhythm, or whatever.
I don't think it has to do with black guy. I think, and I don't think it has to do with the black culture right now. I think if you can't dance, they're going to be like, it's because of fucking Dancing with the Stars that you should have some skills. So fuck off. Fuck ABC. And fuck all those professional dancers making it look like, what? Right. Who the fuck carries a woman in dancing? Like, no, man, I'm supposed to be, like, here on the floor and let me do my little wiggle. I'm not picking anybody up.
I'm doing the underbite thing.
That's what I'm saying, man. I got the white man overbite. Let me stick with that. And it looks good on me, all right? When I'm drunk and she's drunk, she's going to dig it.
Right? I just don't. I don't know.
Well, at least what I keep telling myself. I'm with you, man. I like to dance, but I have to be very liquored up.
Sure. Sure.
And I have no rhythm. I used to think I had rhythm.
I've always wanted to learn how to dance. And I just
like tango and ballroom
everything.
Type shit?
Any,
or like,
any, it all,
like hip hop?
It all amuses me. It all like makes me think.
Just
like,
dancing
in general? Watch it and go like, I want to do that.
Did you ever do like a... I did one of those things when I worked at Disneyland. They had one of those like employee talent show. I can't remember what they call it. It was
a huge talent
thing.
Show, yeah.
What was that thing called? Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was a big thing they did
every
year.
It's like a cavalcade
year.
Thing.
Something like that. Yeah. Like you go, whatever. And I remember doing the auditions for that. It's just, I mean, obviously it looks better if you have some rhythm. But that kind of dancing is straight up just
choreography.
Learning the numbers.
Yeah.
All right. Turn left. Turn right. Kick my feet. Put my hand up.
Right.
And it's just it's like paint by the numbers.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it does take skill to pull it off and look good doing it, but it's such a like step by step process that it's hard to, as long as you have a good memory.
Right.
It's not that bad.
It's different than just like grabbing some chick on the dance floor and going,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's fucking move.
Like if you're at the club, you're not going to be doing a choreographic dance with somebody you just met.
But,
you need to know
but you
how
have
to freestyle
moves on
your, and
but
like,
you have moves. So it's like, I'm going to take the moves that I know and incorporate it into an original dance that's just on the spot right now.
What is our website? What is our email, I mean?
AlmostAnythingPodcast@yahoo.com.
All right. Go to the AlmostAnythingPodcast.com or at Yahoo or AlmostAnythingPodcast@yahoo.com or go to the Almost Anything Network Facebook and leave us a message, even if it's just like, sup, bitches. Or like, hey, you guys fucking suck. Stop making podcasts.
Or
I just
want to
see if anybody's listening.
Yeah. Just tell us, hey, I'm listening right now.
Because I see clicks, but I don't know if anybody's actually listening.
And the verdict is in.
The podcast is done.